show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is the final, I guess, compilation podcast after a live radio show.
Yeah, because it's for a 2021.
Final show for the year.
Well,
don't. This is commercial radio. Don't say final show.
People get the wrong
idea.
Because
it very much could be.
Yeah, no. We have final been told we are returning on January 17. So as long as our buzzers work when we try to get in on that morning, we're good to go.
All is honky dory. A huge podcast coming up for our final show. A very, very big day in Queensland. Today is the day that you can't get into pubs, clubs, sporting venues, hospitality places, stuff
if
like that.
Vaccinated.
If you don't have the little green tick. So we caught up with the head of the Queensland Hotels Association to find out how that's going to work.
Pretty hefty fines if you get angry at hospitality workers.
Yeah,
if they won't
as
let you in,
be.
By the way.
Plus a live cross to Devonport in Tasmania after this absolutely gut-wrenching story of five little lives lost in the tragedy that unfolded there yesterday morning involving a jumping castle. That is all coming up. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Thank you for downloading in 2021.
I'm sure you've seen on the news, but an absolute tragedy occurred yesterday morning around 10 a.m. in Tasmania when a gust of wind blew a jumping castle into the air, which unfortunately some children were playing in at the time. It has resulted in five deaths and severe injuries. To get more on it, we thought we would cross to one of the reporters that was live on scene.
Liz Gwynn works for the ABC, and she's actually on site right now as we speak at the school at Devonport. Liz, good morning, mate. How is the community faring this morning after this unspeakable tragedy yesterday?
Yeah, it's absolutely heartbreaking. Last night we found out that a fifth child has sadly passed away after that accident here in Devonport. The community's really rallying together. I'm just at the scene and there's been a steady stream of people from last night, but also this morning, leaving handwritten notes, messages of love and support. They've left teddy bears, flowers, and even lit candles for the five children that have sadly passed away. At the moment, we know that two boys and two girls have been killed in yesterday's jumping castle accident. We do know that three children remain in hospital in a critical condition and one is in a serious condition. It's just a real heartbreaking situation no matter where you are, but particularly for the small town of only about 35,000 people, where it's quite closely connected. A lot of people know of one another. It's just a real tragedy just before Christmas.
Liz, you were pretty quickly onto the scene yesterday when it all unfolded as well.
Yeah.
How we've seen the photos of the police women consoling each other.
Yeah.
How is everyone doing that you know of after being there?
Yeah, they're really heartbroken. I mean, we saw so much emotion, as you mentioned, in those photos of our first responders. We know from the mayor, the Devonport mayor, Annette Rockcliffe, that there were actually two paramedics who it was their first day on the job yesterday and they had to deal with this. So it's just heartbreaking. It's devastating. And it's, it's really difficult. It's so hard for first responders. Even us here covering it, it's been really emotional for anyone who has loved ones. I've got a nephew who's only 7 years old and just thinking that, you know, that could have quite easily have been him. So it's really hard at the moment. A lot of people are grieving, whether or not they know the families or they just have children of their own or know of someone in that age. It's a pretty hard time.
We're all the way up in Queensland and it's hard enough. Gabby's crying now. It's hard enough for us to stomach these images.
Yeah.
So to actually be there on site, I cannot imagine what it's like.
Yeah.
Other than we do know it was a freak gust of wind that lifted the jumping castle up into the air. Has any more details come to light as to how this tragedy actually was able to happen?
No, not at this stage. We know it was a jumping castle and there were several Zorb balls as well, those big inflatable balls. Mm. Apparently students were inside them at the time. But as you said, it was a freak gust of wind. A lot of locals I was speaking to said that it wasn't really that windy, but it was just this one gust that came through where the jumping castle was located. It was next to a hill. And so that become airborne and those children have fallen 10 metres to the ground. So obviously police have been out, they're still at the scene here today, and that's really going to form a big part of their investigation. They're still piecing, together clues and trying to work together what happened. They had drones up in the air yesterday as well. We do have a press conference about 9:30 our time, so we're hoping to get a bit more clarity on the situation then.
Okay.
Well, our hearts are breaking for those families that have to deal with this in the lead up to Christmas. But Liz, you look after yourself as well.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Oh, I've had a couple of Christmas dilemmas this week, Cliffo. One you're going to laugh at because it's something you have mentioned about our Christmas tree here in studio. So at home, I only decorated the front of the tree and I didn't put any counterweight on the back of the tree. So while I was having a nap yesterday, it crashed to the ground and woke me up because it was front heavy and the aircon was behind it as well. So there's a word of warning for you. Decorate all the way around.
I mean, you have a very, very small dog as well, Bear. He's only crushed him. He's only 2 kilos,
it
mate.
It could have crushed him.
Like, Timber!
Luckily, he was up napping with
as
me.
As the tree falls.
Yes. I've put a counterweight on the back now. I just like hung a lunch bag full of ice blocks to counter it. But anyway, the other dilemma that I had was wrapping Christmas presents. Oh, this is the worst.
Man, I am so bad at it.
It's terrible. And I had all the paper and the scissors. I had everything ready to go. And I started wrapping. And then I realized I didn't have any of those Christmas tags.
Oh,
so if I wrapped
stickers,
everything, I wouldn't know whose present was who. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to put all of that aside. And I'll go to the shops and I'll get tags and I'll come home. And then I'll give it another crack. So that's what I did. I got the tags. I came home and I went to give it another crack. And the first present that I started wrapping, I literally got halfway through it. And my sticky tape ran out. I was not prepared.
Is rookie wrapping mistakes happening here?
Rookie error after error. Yeah. And so I did what any normal person, honest, stand-up citizen would have done. And I stole sticky tape from work.
I'd be disappointed if you did anything else. You can contact us anytime. Producer Brooke loves taking the calls on 131060 or hit us up at our socials at Cliffo and Gabby on Facebook and Instagram. That's what Louise has done, pointing out a conversation that we had about a week and a half ago in regards to this song. No, I don't want no
scrub. Good song.
Great song, mate.
Great advice.
Yeah.
We don't want no scrubs.
No. Well, I was not sure about that because, so what happens is, like, on radio we play songs and then I usually come off the back of them on this show and we do what's called a back announce. And they're not planned. Sometimes they can just, you know, come from nowhere. I'll just think something and that sort of.
And just go off on a random tangent.
Yeah, the people are like, oh, who writes your script sometimes?
I love that question.
There's no scripts.
Imagine. That would be nice.
This is all literally live to air right now. I'm coming up with what I'm saying as we go along. Now, that's very much what happened about 2 weeks ago when I was back announcing TLC No Scrubs. I'm going to play the back announce verbatim now. Have a listen. Best TLC on hit with Cliffo and Gabby. What's a scrub? Confession time. I've been singing that song for 20 years.
I
don't know what a scrub is.
I've always just thought it's like a scrubby guy, like.
Oh, okay, right.
Like a gross guy.
Dated a few of those in your time, have you?
Maybe.
Gabby's speaking from experience. No scrubs here.
Like a player, maybe?
Me and TLC. No scrubbies. Okay, so that's what went live to air. And this came about because we mentioned it again briefly on the show yesterday. Just, you know, no scrubs like TLC, ha ha ha. And this is obviously pricked a nerve with Louise. It was written, Dear Cliffo, if you'd care to read the actual lyrics of TLC No Scrubs,
okay.
The entire song is in fact a description of what a scrub is. Kind regards, Louise.
That's so passive aggressive.
So
I love it so much.
Passive aggressive, but you're so right, Louise. So I've actually opened up the lyrics to TLC No Scrubs here.
All right.
And I think sometimes we hear songs or we sing along, but we're not actually sucking in
the information,
the meaning, the information.
To be
of
honest,
the song.
I'm
right?
probably singing the wrong lyrics. Who knows?
Well, I'm just going to read you the song from the first verse.
All right.
Okay? And I think if I just speak it with no music or whatever, you can actually take in more about what the song is and what a scrub is.
Okay.
So, TLC, No Scrubs, is as follows. A scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly.
Okay.
So literally, the first line is a description of what a scrub is.
Good work, TLC.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants, but just sits on his broke ass. So no, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. No, I don't want to meet you nowhere. And no, I don't want none of your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. And this is a good line. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Because, of course, he don't have no ride himself.
Or a license.
He's a scrub. He's trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. And it goes on.
Good dramatic reading.
And every following verse goes on to describe what a scrub is.
There you
and
go.
The fact that TLC don't want to date a scrub. The biggest thing I took out of this song, though, is like when I was like 18, 19, 20, I was that friend that didn't have a car.
You're the scrub.
That sat in the passenger side hollering, I'm the scrub.
You're the scrub. So your wife has even married a scrub. She gave love to a scrub.
I gave birth to little scrubs. And all's well that ends well. So if you're a scrub, it can end okay, guys. Can end okay.
1060. We'd love to know those weird, wonderful, strange requests that your kids have asked for a present for Christmas, whether it was to Santa or to mum and dad. We want to know what it was because a friend of mine's daughter got asked by Santa, what would you like for Christmas? And she said,
rice.
Like some rice, please. Obviously a big fan of
your
the
bag
grain.
Of rice.
And that's fair enough if
I
you like rice.
I will say, though, imagine the fun a kid could have with rice.
Oh,
like you
right.
throw it all over the house.
It'd
you could
like
make little
snow
angels.
It?
Yeah. It's not dumb.
Terrible idea for
kid,
the parents to have to clean
what
up then,
though.
Was
asking for, mate. 131060 is our phone number. So producer Brooke's sister asked for broccoli. My kid, Matilda, when she was five, my daughter, I shouldn't refer to her as
my
kid.
My kid.
Kid. Chip off the old block. Asked for a cardboard box.
Fun.
So 131060, 131060, Carlisle's here right now. Weirdest thing your kid asked for at Christmas, mate?
Last year, my five-year-old asked for a box of cereal.
Oh, cereal is incredible.
And easy to wrap too because it's a perfect box.
Super easy.
Perfect
and then that started a trend with my whole kids and they all asked for weird foods.
Fabulous. Oh,
was there a particular cereal that the five-year-old wanted or any cereal will do?
Just Nutri-Grain. That's all
easy.
Not even an expensive one like one of those American brands.
not even. I'd be going for the Cocoa Pops. Let's be honest, they're pretty much little chocolate grains for breakfast.
Or Fruit Loops.
But they like to talk about the amount of fibre in them, don't they? 131060, Bex here. Strangest thing your kid asked for Christmas, mate?
We actually gave her a bag of pegs one time when she was one.
Oh, my God.
A bag of pegs.
And a one-year-old would love a bag of pegs.
Loved it.
Yeah, you keep them on everything.
Butterfly pegs.
It'd be great for coordination, too, to learn how to squeeze them.
Yeah, fine motor skills.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Great gift.
In a bit, it will come back and haunt you one day, won't it? Remember that first Christmas she gave me nothing but a bag of pegs? Remember that? Colleen's here. Colleen, weirdest thing, Colleen, your kid asked for at Christmas time?
A lump of coal.
Oh, an actual request.
Why did they ask for that?
Because I kept telling her if she kept being naughty, Santa was going to give her a lump of coal. And she got so excited, she ran around town telling everyone she was getting a lump of coal from Santa.
Wow.
Coal is actually quite the commodity right now, so it's not a bad
gift. You know what? Not a bad investment. That's a smart child.
Today's the day, guys. If you haven't yet, it is a good idea to download your COVID vaccine certificate to your Queensland check-in app because it's going to be requested everywhere you go from here on out. There are some very strict restrictions in today for those who are not vaccinated, though, and also some pretty hefty fines if anyone gets upset when they're rejected from a venue. To talk more about these restrictions in place as of today, we have Bernie Hogan on with us, the Queensland Hotels Association Chief Executive. Welcome, Bernie.
Hi, Abby. How are you?
Great. We're both great, mate. It's an interesting day today. You oversee hospitality, entertainment, professional, sporting venues, all of the above, Bernie. Is the industry as a whole excited that today has come around, Friday, December 17, or is there nervousness in the air?
A little combination of both. But, I mean, realistically, particularly for our live music venues or our nightclubs, all those guys who need full capacity, this is they've been waiting for a long time, because letting only vaccinated people in, they can go to 100%, and we haven't been 100% for almost 2 years. So anybody who's tried to go to a concert or into a nightclub knows it's been either has no atmosphere or it's just been a struggling event.
It is great that you're able to go to 100% again, but there is concern that there might be some upset people that aren't able to get into the venue. With the pretty strict fines that are in play as of today, how much are you worried about having to, call the police and actually implement these fines for angry customers?
Well, I think the first thing we've got to remember is that the vast majority of Queenslanders and the people who are visiting us, tourists are allowed in during the week, they're all double vaccinated.
Yep.
And if they've come from somewhere else, they're used to doing this already. So it's not like there's this enormous number of people who are going to be storming the doors of the hotels in Queensland. It is realistically a very small number.
And hopefully let's be honest.
and the problem is, anytime we've had any change, there's somebody who feels the urge to impart their opinion on everybody else.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, the people who are working in hospitality right across Queensland, doesn't matter if it's a coffee shop or it's a nightclub or it's your local bar, they're just holding down a job. Give them a break.
So, that sort of highlights my next question. I was going to say, what is your message to those people out there? Because they're such a small minority, but the Bunnings,
they're a passionate one, though,
Karens are out there, the people that feel the need to absolutely grandstand, often a young member of staff, who doesn't make the rules, they're just following through with them. If anyone does want to grandstand or does want to berate any member of hospitality staff in Queensland, what's your message to that person?
Well, look, I mean, firstly, let's talk to that person that's a staff member. That good on them. They're doing the right thing, and they're gaining experience is what that's called. So God love them, and I want them to stay in the hospitality industry. Secondly, the other people who are, feel that urge, look, it's not a surprise. It's been here for five weeks we've been told about it, and you've known about this day was going to come. It's been easy to say, I'm not getting vaccinated. And there's been no consequences. Well, sorry, there is now. If you continue to abuse people, you will get stuck with a fine.
I think that's
appropriate. You don't abuse people in public and think you're going to get away with it. Well, you shouldn't be able to do that in the front door of a hotel either.
And speaking of those consequences, just to outline them quickly, if you do abuse any workers trying to get into an establishment, there's an on-the-spot fine of $1,378.
Wow.
But the maximum fine is $13,000 and up to 6 months in jail. So it is hefty consequences if you do choose to grandstand.
It's a big day, but like you said at the start of the call, Bernie, exciting that a lot of the people you represent, their venues can go up to 100% capacity, really bringing back atmosphere to concerts and nightclubs and venues. So that is so exciting, and it's almost like the pathway is here out of COVID. It's the start of it. We'll see where it leads. But from the Queensland Hotels Association, Bernie Hogan, thank you for your time, mate.
Yeah, no problem. And it's not hard to show your vaccination. You just got to put a little effort in to get it onto your phone and you're away.
Yeah, get that little green tick.
It
takes 2 seconds to set up, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
With the borders opening a week earlier, well, 5 days earlier than what we expected, earlier this week, we reunited sisters Brianna and Lee, who have been apart because of COVID for 2 whole years. Bree in New South Wales and Lee in Queensland. They've had all week together, and we have Brianna on with us right now. How are you, Brianna?
I'm good, thank you.
2 whole years separated from your big sister, your best friends. We were here. The moment you guys reunited was beautiful. You can hear it at our podcast, at the Listener app, or see it on our socials at Cliffo and Gabby. Tell me it all went well in the days after that. You're still besties?
Yeah, of course we are.
Great.
Yeah, definitely.
Not some huge fallout or anything? Good to hear.
Definitely not.
So what did you get up to for the week catching up with your sis?
Oh, it was amazing.
Did you do anything exciting?
We went to the movies last night and we went out to dinner a couple of times.
Nice. I imagine lots of conversations just into the night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, catching up over 2 years.
Wow. Okay, so you have to leave today. Are you ready to go home or are you going to be dragged out of the state?
Definitely not. I'm not ready.
Oh, you poor thing.
Are there going to be tears when you have to say goodbye?
Yeah there already are, Ben.
Oh, so wow. What's the plan? When's the next time you guys will get to see each other?
Hopefully soon. Her birthday's in January, but I guess it just depends on work and if COVID stays away.
All right, looks like we're doing another flight reunite in January, guys.
Yeah, if we can stretch the budget that far. How is your big sister, Lee? How has she enjoyed the week?
Oh, she's loved it. She's still so shocked about everything, but she's loved it.
Yeah, well,
was she mad at everyone for keeping the secret from her?
Her husband mainly, but everyone else.
Well, and she should have picked up on that because she said to us it was weird because he was cleaning the spare room and he never cleans. Yeah. That should have been a sign
when that happened.
That something was wrong. Brianna and big sister Lee reuniting you guys, honestly, well, it made our highlight.
Yeah, sure.
We're about to actually run through our top moments of the year, and it actually made one of our top moments of the entire year. So to achieve that on the last week, a beautiful flight reunite. Brianna, you and your sister, your relationship's just so beautiful, and safe travels back to New South Wales. I hope you see Lee again soon.
Hopefully. Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate everything.
On Wednesday, we released our put together.
I like the term dropped. We dropped our Christmas Queensland Christmas song.
Carol, yes. And it was so fantastic. We got some great feedback. But we did chat to Shepherd last week and gave a little insight into what we were creating. Recently, Shepherd have released their own Christmas song. This is it, Christmas Without You. But then out there in the darkness, I can see
a shining light. They actually got the jump on us.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
A week or so. but we both have hit Christmas songs on right now. So we thought we'd get George Shepherd back on Zoom. Thanks for making time for us again, George. Merry Christmas again, mate.
No, I love it. You guys, I've appreciated the persistence of this one. This is good.
We're both in the race to try to get to number one first.
Yes, absolutely.
We've got to be friendly rivals.
Is encroaching fast.
That's right. Now, obviously, you know, we've heard your Christmas song because it's a proper Christmas song. It's very, very good.
It's very good.
We thought we'd love to get you on Zoom to play you our Christmas carol that we've made just for Queensland. And of course, you guys, you know.
Is it finished? It's done.
It's done, mate. It's mixed
we
down.
We told you less than a week and it would be out with video clip and all.
Okay. And I'm nervous, but let's hear it.
Look, for those who don't know as well, like, Shepherd, you guys are Queensland through and through. You're maroon to the bone. So if any music group in Australia is going to appreciate this, it's Shepherd, right?
We hope. Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, I butted him up.
Yeah, let's
play
the
song. This is our Christmas song, and we're playing it to George from Shepherd
retro.
To get his theme back. Here we go.
Plug is around the Christmas tree. It's a sweaty holiday. Burn your backside on a slippery slide. Throw those prawn shells away. Pluggers around the Christmas tree, Christmas crackers exploding. Later mum sings some Midori splice and she'll do some karaoke-ing.
And your mum.
You will get that Queensland Christmas feeling with sunburn. Voices singing past the esky.
The Mozzie's so damn pesky.
Pluggers around the Christmas tree. It's a sweaty holiday. Got your cricket bat, sunscreen on your back, and a Bundy rum for Uncle Ray. You will get that Queensland Christmas feeling with sunburn. Crayfish cooking, cane toe topping.
Get the gift cards for Boxing Day shopping.
Pluggers around the Christmas tree. It's a Queensland holiday. Forex in hand, but crack full of sand. It's the Queensland Christmas way.
Ratatata.
What do you think?
Guys. guys, no competition.
Wow. Incredible. We've taken it out. He's surrendered.
I secede everything.
He's put the white flag up.
George, someone has actually hit up Wikipedia, the website, overnight, and they've found the song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. And underneath that, there's all different, you know, versions that have been recorded throughout time.
Ah, yes.
And someone has written on Wikipedia under the actual song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, in Australia, hit Queensland breakfast host Cliffo and Gabby recorded a Queensland version of the track Pluggers Around the Christmas Tree. It was met with a moderate response to audiences, especially to uncles named Ray.
Incredible.
That we're very, very happy with.
Yeah.
We know we've made it now.
You cemented yourself.
All right.
In the halls of history there.
And you, I mean, you're, like I say, maroon to the bone. You're a Queenslander through and through. That meets all the criteria to be a Queensland carol for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, our carol is like full of snow and, you know, stockings on the fireplace, and that's not very maroon,
well,
is it?
Bro,
that's not very Queensland.
You've got an international audience.
Yeah, you need to be a bit broader.
We're going
to
tackle, you know, Queensland first, maybe the world next. All right, well, if ours is not your cup of tea, and you can download it yourself if you want to, guys, at our website, hit.com.au. But otherwise, like, their song is just so beautiful. Christmas Without You, we are loving it. And we just love having Shepherd on with us all the time. George Shepherd joining us on Zoom again, mate. Thank you so much and Merry Christmas.
Hey, absolutely, guys. Anytime.
It's beginning to cost a lot like Christmas.
Get your double-smoked Oakfield ham only at Cornet Supermarkets. Hits Helping Hands.
It's the final ham.
And we've just decided we're going to take it.
Yeah, we're having it. No winner. Sorry, it's ours. No, we do have one final helping ham to give out. These hams for the last 2 weeks all went to deserving people who either needed it or deserved the ham in the lead up to Christmas, nominated by other people in their circles.
Yeah, and it's been beautiful to get all these stories.
It
if
has.
We could give you all a ham, we would, but we are limited. But Damien is here for the final day of helping hams. He hasn't heard all this. We'll put the line up now. Damien, how are you, mate?
Hey, g'day. Yeah, good.
We hear you've been stuck in WA for a few months.
I was, yeah. I'm back now.
Just got home. How good is this, mate?
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I got in last night.
How was it seeing the family? Because you've got two kids and your wife.
Yeah. They were at the airport to meet me, which was awesome.
How long were you stuck in WA for, mate? Because that WA border, that thing is like a fortress. Like, you're not getting through
there. Yeah, it's crazy over there at the moment. 10 weeks I was over there.
Ten weeks. Separated from the kids, yeah.
But at least you're back for Christmas.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's really exciting. And your wife, Rebecca, has actually missed you so much. She nominated you to get a helping ham, Damien.
Oh, good honour. That's great.
How good is that? So because you've been separated from the family for work purposes, understandable, for 10 weeks, just reunited last night, so beautiful, we're going to give you a Christmas ham to share around the Chrissy table. Mate, well done. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thanks for being a great dad.
Thanks for the ham.
And thank you so much to Cornet Supermarkets. These guys have just been fantastic, Damien. They've given us all these hams we've given away for the last few weeks. So don't forget, get your double-smoked Oakfield hams only at Cornet Supermarkets. Damien, Merry Christmas, man.
You too. Thank you. The Hit Breakfast Show.